For those of you who are really keen and alert, you might be wondering how the synthesis tools can handle blocking assignments to arrays. On the left-hand side, I have such a blocking assignment to location double X, and it's conditional on G holding as well. So what does that look like in pure RTL terms? Well, it looks something like this on the right. The double X location is going to be reassigned with itself if G doesn't hold, or alternatively, the right enable strobe to that RAM write port might be disabled. The more interesting line is what happens to R2 when it's read out from foo. This is illustrating the name alias problem again. And exactly the same problem happens in high-level language compilers. So this may be of somewhat esoteric interest in this course. And certainly feel free to skip it if you're not interested in this slide. But the interesting thing for me is that we'll have to actually compare the subscripts to see what to read into R2. And sometimes these subscripts cannot be compared. Sometimes it's undecidable. For instance, if XX and YY are both integers, which are compile time constants, then comparing them at compile time is totally trivial. They're either the same or different. In general, they're not that, but sometimes there are still patterns to them which enable us to compare them at compile time decidably. For instance, we might have just set YY to be XX plus 1 in the line above, in which case we'd know they're different. Any particular compiler, whether for a high-level software language or for a hardware description language, will have some rules of this nature built into it, but it can't ever be complete. Anyway, this is a fairly advanced topic, and please feel free to ignore this slide. Next slide.